Roll call personnel negotiations committee to order on Wednesday, May 17th at 5 p.m. Number two, approval of the agenda.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number three, administrative and support staff compensation.
All right. Every spring, we go through and look at this. So the teachers have their one step that they go up each year, and they have options to go up more for doing things like completing credits, you know, working towards masters, completing masters, those kind of things. So that's kind of built in. Each May, you guys are looking at admin, contract, and support staff, so hourly staff. You know, compensation increases, and it's usually on a percentage. So historically, it had always been around between 2 and 2.5%. Even when the cost of living CPI had been a little bit lower. Last year it was higher. You guys did a 3.5%. This year, CPI is in the 7 to 8%. That is just really high and not something that our budget can support. So Sarah did the breakdown with, you know, with the teacher one step, and then with the different percents, there's 3, 3.5, 4, 4.5, 5. You know, what that cost to the district would be if you look all the way over to the right, the grand totals, how much that is. In talking with other superintendents and what they're doing, they are giving some a little higher. My suggestion, and what I kind of worked with Sarah on working into the budget, is going with a 4%, which again is higher than last year. It's not 8%, it's not 7%, but then working on another stipend. We have one more year of ESSER funds. We can use, you know, a stipend for staff out of that ESSER funds.
Teaching staff, you mean?
All staff.
All staff?
All staff. So it would go to everyone, and it would be, I'm looking at like a $1,200. The last one that we did was $750. The $1,200 then based on FTE, it would be prorated, you know, so if they're a 50% employee, just depending on what their schedule is, they would get $600 if they're 50%. That then gives obviously a bump to that percent. You know, I mean, it's a one-time thing, so it's not heavy on the budget. Like, it's not, it actually really isn't hitting the budget much because we can pull it out of ESSER. Honestly, it wouldn't hit the budget at all. It gets us that 1 year, and then while we're up in the air with the state budget, we don't know what we're going to get. We're not adding more than we can handle with our current budget. So that's my suggestion, is the 4% with a $1,200 stipend. But you guys can discuss and you can see what the budget implications would be with each of those percents.
So if the teacher's one step, do you know what percentage that step is for them?
Is
it not a percentage?
It's not a percent.
It's an amount.
Mm-hmm. It's amount. But honestly,
last year we just increased.
Yeah, you know how we just increased?
Yeah.
Honestly, though, with the math that I just did, this $1,200 on base is it's 2.95%. So it's actually $1,300 is the increase. So it's a little above 3%, actually, already. But then as they get more years, it's a lower percent.
Decreases.
Yes. So it's highest at those first like 5 years, and it's probably a 3 to 4%.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas as they bank years, it only goes up, you know, the first 5 years stays at 13, the next 5 years stays at 13, then years 10 to 15 are a $1,400 increase. So that percent is going to be much lower than it was.
So this $1,200 stipend would just be a one-time payment, and it wouldn't go on the base.
Correct. Yep. It's a one-time, you know, and then we'll go. And honestly, CPI is coming back down. I went on last week on the 11th, so Thursday, and the projected out, I mean, it, at the high is right now. May was 8.4, June 8.04. June is projected at 8.06. July goes down to 8.0. August 7.9. September 7.75. By November 7.16. It's not a huge drop, but it's coming back. So I don't think it's going to stay that high. So to do something that's going to hit our budget that hard on this, where it's lasting only a few months, and we know cost of living has gone up. We know the cost of all goods have gone up. So just trying to do something to offset it. But not break the bank, not get us in a situation where we can't sustain that.
And 4% is sustainable?
Hopefully, I mean, not knowing the budget.
Yeah. It's hard to, it's hard today.
Right. Is this amount over here what the difference is if we went with 5% over?
And each one is up, so.
Yeah,
so,
but it's not like humongously up.
No.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
Yep. So if you go from, if you go with 4%, it's like 1600, sorry, 16,600. You have to add those two, right? Like, so from 3% to 3.5 is 8,000. And then from 3.5 to 4 is another 8,300. So to go from this to this, you add those two together.
Two.
So
okay.
16,600.
Okay. So I'm fine with the 4%.
With the stipend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have some questions with it.
Okay. Okay, good. Then that's, I mean, obviously.
What about you, Amy? You didn't say anything.
I'm good.
Okay.
As long as we know that,
yeah,
you know.
Well, now, my question is, if the CPI goes down, mm-hmm. can we lower that? We can't go back lower.
Then for this,
but
for
next
this
year,
yes.
No.
That's what I meant.
Nope, for this year, it goes... Yeah,
but
it,
next year, if it goes down drastically...
Yep, then
okay.
You do a lower percent for the following
yeah.
year.
Okay.
Yep. And that's what you usually do in
that's
May.
That's what I thought,
you base
yeah.
it on the current CPI. I mean, not it's not... can like you don't... match what current CPI necessarily is, but you definitely base your decision on where
yeah.
it's going or approximately what it is.
Yep.
You know, you don't go 5% higher or you try
yeah.
not to do too much lower, you know, kind of keep it at a steady 2.5%. 2 to 2.5% had been the standard until COVID.
Yeah.
Then there's no standard. Now there's
no.
been no standard since COVID.
No, and now it's the employee's world.
Yeah, and
yeah,
that's
it is.
Exactly. And that's the other, you know, again, in speaking with other superintendents, some of them are doing a higher percent, and some of them are doing a percent like ours, high compared to what we have been, but not high compared to 8%, and then with the stipend in it.
Yeah, and that makes a difference.
Well, it does.
You know, if we weren't doing
the
stipend,
base.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you know? I think that's good. Yeah.
So, I think that,
mm-hmm.
I think that will, I don't know if that's going to make people happy, but I think it will ease some of it. I think it's a good compromise. I think
yeah.
it's a good middle of the road where we can stay in a safe place financially, but yet give staff you
something.
Know, something.
More,
and
yeah.
it would go on next year, so the increase and the stipend would go for the 23-24 school year. That's
so
what we're looking at.
So
July 1. So
then the ones that are retiring would not.
Nope,
okay.
Nope, because that percent increase is for next year.
Next
and that's
year.
What you're voting on.
Okay.
We would have to just decide when we actually do that stipend. We'll have to figure that out.
When did you do it this year?
We did it June
okay.
of last
year.
So because we're looking at the 23-24, I mean, we'll have to figure out if we decide to do it in October, December, if we wait all the way till June. Like, we'll figure out when we actually get that out. But
December would be nice.
Well, and that's kind of why I was actually even thinking, like, October. That way
yeah.
it can be spent on Christmas. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, when you do, like, the Christmas savings account.
Once we
accounts,
know the budget,
like,
I mean,
yeah.
once we know the state budget,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could be October or November.
Yeah. I'm just saying,
yeah.
to get that extra jingle
yeah.
is kind of nice
yep.
then.
The
so,
yeah.
So
we'll work on it. I don't think it, you know, obviously isn't a huge thing because we just request it through ESSER stuff. So.
Okay.
Good. So do you guys want to make a recommendation?
Yep, I have it at 4% for admin and support staff and a $1,200 stipend across the board, right, for everyone?
No.
Based on FTE.
Based on, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, $1,200
stipend
for all staff based on their FTE.
Now, what about support staff? They don't have FTEs, so
it
would be just
the. It would be their percent.
Their percent.
Yep,
okay.
Their full time equivalent, so what their percentage
okay.
is.
Yep.
So
for the 23-24 school year.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay. And then number 4, special education paraprofessional hours.
So we have, over the course of this year, we've increased our special education support, like paraprofessional time. We've added a couple positions. We've increase some hours. We're looking for it again, and Mrs. Kane's here. So she's kind of looked over what caseloads look like, number of students for next school year, and we have a staff member, not a staff member, we have a position that is currently, what did we say, 5 or 5.5? I have it on here, but.
Five hours,
and we'd like to just increase that one to the 7.5, like just to make it full time. So it's only about 2, 2.5 hours more per day, but obviously right now what we're finding is there currently are and will be gaps in coverage for, you know, an IEP time. So in order to fill that some, it would be one where we're not looking for a new staff member. It would be just adding time to a current position. It does, you know, obviously there's the cost associated with it will be the extra hours, and then making her that position full time, there's benefits added to it. But it's something that, you know, based on our caseloads and our student needs, we need to do.
We do get some of that reimbursed. Correct?
We do.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, it's currently reimbursed at about 30%. It's something in the budget that, and actually both sides are pretty agreeance on of getting that higher. That's something that politically is even on both sides have agreed to increase it. Now, they don't agree on how much.
Yeah.
You know, Governor Evers' proposal was to go, you know, like immediately to 60% with a goal of 90%. You know, that's tough. That's tough to do, as we know, with any of it. But both sides have looked at as a way to increase funding for schools is to reimburse special education costs at a higher rate. And that, when the superintendent group met with a couple of state legislators, Mersaw was one of them, we talked about, you know, funding and that was one that the special ed reimbursement at a higher rate affects everyone. You know, you think that it's just going and benefiting students with disabilities, but honestly, it makes it so that our general budget doesn't have to make up that other 70%, and by not making up that 70%, that leaves more money available to everyone in the district,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not just students with disabilities. So by reimbursing at a higher percent, it helps everyone in this district.
It would help. 50 would help.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything would. So, again, both of the legislators that were there were Republican and were very receptive to it. Honestly, it's something that there's very little that, you know, both political sides agree on, but it was something that they heard and they agreed on. It was in Evers' proposal. So I'm seeing that as a hopeful piece of some added funding there. So we'll see. I don't know. Obviously everything's up in the air, and sometimes even though they seem to agree, it doesn't end up happening the way it is because
might get a surprise.
Someone gets mad at someone else, and then they cut that from the budget, you know. But so hopefully that'll happen. But again, right now we just need it. I mean, we have a lot of very, very high need students who we need adult time, and so we're constantly increasing it.
We've increased our numbers this year too.
Yes.
As far as initial evaluations with students qualifying and significantly high needs. Like, we have 3 that transferred in the school year that are super, super high needs.
So did they fully transfer? They're not school of choice transfers,
no.
Right?
No,
they're moved.
Because those we can say no to.
Yeah. They're here.
Honestly, I would request more, but I don't know whether or not they'll stay, you know. So without knowing that, like, next year,
this is a little bit of a conservative request right now, and we'll see what happens.
You can always come back.
There may be more.
But the good thing is, this is already a position.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this person's willing to go to the 7.5 hours a day, so it's not one we're going to have to fill.
Good.
No, it is. It is good, and it's the person in this position
good
is a very quality person.
Very reliable person.
Yes, and stable. You know, like, not that this person has been in the district for super long, but long enough, and, you know, I think she likes us.
Until she listens to the minute. No.
Yeah.
So, are you okay with moving?
Yep.
Okay. So, our recommendation will be to increase
the 5-hour position to a 7.5-hour position.
Okay.
For the 23-24 school year with benefits.
With, yeah.
Okay. All right. Take a motion to adjourn.
Go ahead.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. We're adjourned at 5:15.